members who have just joined the call here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob. How are we doing this morning?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team for a nice 28-0 win over Holy Cross last Saturday. What impressed you about the way your team played?
Well, I just thought we got back to playing a little bit of New Hampshire football. I thought our kids came out and we got off to a fast start. Had a nice quick stop on the opening series defensively, and then we went right down the field. It was good to have Trevor back. Obviously, he's a talented kid, but what I really appreciate about how he played is that he was very, very in control. He was poised. He took what defense got him and did just what we asked him to do. And when we went down the field, we were able to get the ball in a couple different people's hands, early in the game, and I thought that was important. Kieran Presley had a very nice game. I thought Evan Gray got out early running the football well, and then Trayvon Bryant at the end, and then Neil O'Connor had 10 catches. So we distributed the ball, we got it to people, and most importantly, we protected the quarterback. We didn't give up a sack this game, and a lot of it had to do with Trevor's decision making. It was good to get back in a rhythm and play.
How big, just before we kind of break down both sides of the ball, how big just for the win in the locker room and your staff just to relieve what had to have been a frustrating first 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's hard to explain. When you're sitting there and there's a frustration with losing, yes, and the frustration with the way you lose, and then having the opportunity to play at home, get back home, after it's been a long time since we've been here, a couple three weeks, and then get an opportunity to have the guy pulling the trigger that does an awful lot for your team, and then I think it just lifted everybody, and then to win the locker room, it was fun to sing the fight song after we got done.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Sean, I know the landscape of the league well, having coached in it for a long time. Was JMU's loss surprising to you, not surprising? I know you saw Elon the week before. How did you kind of characterize it?
Well, didn't surprise me. And the reason it didn't surprise me, because I know Elon's a really good football team. And I haven't seen JMU yet, and I haven't been able to watch them on tape as much as I had with Elon and Elon's playing. I think the huge thing about Elon is that their ability to stop the run, put the ball in the quarterback's hands, make him make plays. And then I really think Cheeks is a hell of a football player, and they can run the ball a little bit, and they go. Now, what obviously surprised everybody was a huge home win. JMU plays extremely hard down there and plays very, very well at home. I listened to what Joe said. People have been close with him. I thought Maine played him tough last year at home. We lost 21-0 down there. They're a very, very good football team. They are the star that everybody's reaching for in our league. The way they play the game of football, both on offense and defense. They've had a very good run. I just think Elon was prepped, got an opportunity, and found a way to kept it close, and found a way to win on the road with a quarterback and a good defense.
Got it. Thanks, Sean.
All right, Greg, no problem.
Sean, you talked a lot about Trevor, and we 22-38, 237, 4 touchdowns after being out for a month. Were you surprised that he was able to get back in the swing of things so quickly?
No, yes and no. He's been active. He's been at the meetings and doing all this stuff. He's a 3-year starter for us. And his arm wasn't bad. We knew he had juice on the ball and could throw it. The thing is that he wasn't rusty during the week, which was good. We saw him. We had a terrible rainstorm on Tuesday here, and he threw the hell out of the football on it, and we all felt pretty comfortable. The thing that I was nervous about was that he was going to try to do too much, and the great thing about it, he took his time, made his reads, hit the people in open spaces that we needed to hit, and just kept the chains moving. It was a great day by him.
And then you touched on the performances from Trayvon and Evan Gray, 173 yards on the ground, which is an area that you hadn't really been able to get going. How much of that was the performance of your line and your backs, or how much of that was, or maybe in combination with having Trevor back?
I think it was all three of those. I thought our line blocked better. I thought our backs ran better. And I think, with Trevor there and the ability to do some RPO stuff, the ability for him to you know, get completions on first down to get a second and four, get a second and five. You know, we've been playing from a long distance on second downs all year long, and Trevor was able to keep them off balance, and then I thought our line did a nice job of getting on blocks and staying on blocks, and our backs broke some tackles.
And then switching to the sides, an impressive effort from your defense as well. You hold them to 233 yards post the shutout. What did you do especially well on that side of the ball?
Well, I think if you look at statistics, you look at it, we did a decent job of stopping the run. But I think third down spelt the whole difference. I think they were 1 of 12 on third down. We put pressure on the quarterback, not necessarily sacking him, but pushing him off his target, pushing him off his spot. And I thought we did a great job of running down balls and, you know, getting some pass breakups. I thought on the defensive side of the ball, our safeties played very well. You know, Horn, Lacey, and Ellison were our three leading tacklers. You know, it was just good to see them guys play and do some things they needed to do.
You stay at home this week with another tough challenge with Stony Brook coming to town. As you've started to break down some film on Stony Brook, what impresses you about them, and what are some of the challenges?
Well, first of all, when you start talking about Stony Brook, you think of two things. One, they're going to run the football. They're going to run it effectively, and they're going to be very physical doing it. And two, they're going to swarm on defense. Now, being able to watch them for a little over a day here and get into it, you know, they're what they are and what they always have been. You know, Chuck does a tremendous job with the physicality of his football team. Their defensive scheme is multiple. I think their front six guys, seven guys, however you want to describe them, are as active as anybody in the league, you know, and it starts with Lawless. You know, he is something else, man. I love watching that kid play. Thank God he's a senior. You know, Haggard's a physical specimen at their anger, you know, and their three defensive linemen, you know, are very physical and athletic. And the secondary for them, you know, their kid Gavin Hislop is a quality corner, man. He can play, covers people, locks them up. And then offensively, you know, the two run backs are it's a little bit different from last year. There's a more physicality when they're running the ball. Gowans and Leotine, I think that's how you say it, you know,
yeah.
Are 215 and 230, and they are physical runners inside the tackles who have enough speed and athleticism to get out. So, and when Carbone plays well, and when Joe Carbone is given the time to throw the ball and puts it on people, he has really made that offense a tough one to stop. So it's what Stony Brook has been, and they've shown it, and when they play very hard that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, how have you seen, you've seen Joe Carbone now for 4 years. Obviously, he made a big step last year and seems to be continuing it this year. How have you seen him grow throughout his 4 years?
Just the consistency, you know. He had flashes of it his freshman, sophomore year, you know, and you watched him. You know, there'd be times he'd fire balls, bang, wide open, get it, and then other times they'd be flying a little bit. Last year, he was on target, man. He was putting the ball on people, very accurate. Their receivers were getting open in space and making plays for him. And then this year, I see the same thing from the kid, you know. I think Washington's a hell of a receiver. Ellick and Trent, they're three guys. And one of my favorite players on their team is Cal Daniels. You know, he's a big, physical, tight end, H-back type of guy who they use for blocking and pass catching. So, you know, again, it's a Stony Brook is a team that relies on that physical in both the run game and their pass game, and it's good to watch and see that they're still consistently doing the things they need to do.
All right, Sean, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Gotcha. Take care.